We have a great privilege as a church with a message. But what do we do with that? Is there a responsibility? I'd like for us to look at the full scripture passage. I read part of it. I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 21. And I'm going to take time to stop and just point out some things as we read it. Because we read through it, you know, just read it and we don't pause and think about it. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord, they were at work. Okay? Does God always come to us at night? Does he always come to us when we're taking our moment of reflection? Or we're pausing in our moments of meditation? No, they were at work. About their daily job. God speaks at different times, keeping watch over the flock, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with great fear. What is most of the time our response when God comes into our presence? Fear. Now, if you sit there and tell me you don't have fear, then I don't know that you've had that experience. But when God comes down and he presents himself, there's a bit of a fear like, what is going on? Did you know that happens, guys? God actually comes down and shows us himself. Man, there is an amazing moment where you realize, hey, have you seen the commercial where Santa Claus is in next to the tree? And the M&Ms come in, and they go, he's for real. And then Santa says, hey, they're for real. And they both drop over dead. Do you not understand how much that should be like when God's presence comes before us? Imagine what the shepherds said. They're for real. Blop, blop, blop. They all fallen down. Now, just keep reading. And the angel said to them, fear not. They knew they feared. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior. By the way, they knew what the city of David was. Who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. Now, did he give them an address? Did he give them GPS address? Did he write it down for them? Do you think they knew where they were going? God led them. Whenever God calls, he always leads. Okay, he doesn't leave us out in the cold. He calls and leads. Okay, and it says, and this will be a sign for you. You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there were with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds had told them. I want to stop right there. I missed this completely. I don't know how. Going through years of seminary, sitting under a lot of preaching, I missed this. But when the shepherds walked through the door, they didn't have a door. When the shepherds walked into the stable, and there laid the baby Jesus, the shepherds began to recount what they had just seen with the angels. Everything they had heard. They recounted it to Mary. They shared it with Mary. Now, what I missed is this. They were so overcome with what they had saw, they could not hold it in. They had to share it. And they were sitting before the living God. Now, I want you to know there were other people there, apparently, because they shared it with all of them that were there. There were others who came together. They had church. Do you know what church is? believers who come together and come in the presence of the living God and share what God has done for them. One of the things I love about this church, and I know you've heard me say this over and over again, is the liberality of our worship, that we can actually ask you what's going on. And what is the purpose? Listen, if I haven't been given a privilege, I also have been given a responsibility. And the responsibility is to share what I have experienced. I believe that we need to be sharing what's going on in our lives with each other. That's what church is. That's what the shepherds did that night. They all came together and they shared. You won't believe what just happened. And then it goes on and it says, and all who wondered at what the shepherds had told them, but Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. There's something else I missed in this. Listen. How did we get this in the Bible? How do we know it's truth? Because Mary took everything that was said, she pondered them in her heart, and I am almost convinced that she wrote them down. So when Mary was with the disciples, and if anybody ever says, how do we know this stuff? This is how we know. When Mary was with the disciples, she shared what she had experienced with Jesus. She remembered the day the shepherds came in and said what the angels had reported to them. This was all very important. How many times have you done one thing that when you got through you went, I hope that was what I was supposed to do. And then you find out that person did something based on what you did, and it went on and on and on and on and on. A ripple effect. You see, all we're responsible for is what God has called us to do. We're not responsible for the whole world. And when people get all upset, the world is crashing down, the sky is falling, henny penny, we all sit there and go, you know, as long as I'm doing what I'm responsible for, as long as I'm doing what God has called me to do, there will be a ripple effect. My responsibility is to do what I can do with the gift that has been given me. How many of you got gifts this Christmas? Did you? That's great. What were the best gifts? Yeah. What? Okay. Thank you. When Jesus was born, from the mouths of kids. Great answer. That was the greatest gift, right? My greatest gift, other than Jesus, obvious, you're right, was the gift that I knew somebody took time to think about it and got it for me. You see this new contraption here I got on the back of my glasses for all of you. It has my initials on it. See, look. You see my initials. That means it was personalized. My wife got this from Louisville, Kentucky. Ordered it. We didn't go there. Ordered it. And it's embossed leather strap that holds my glasses. Because she says, I keep seeing you put them on your head, and I'd rather you just drop them down like that. I said, well, cool, that's cool. She got some more for the family, and one of my nephews, he said, and what do we do with this? And she had to tell him what to do with it. And he, for your sunglasses, you put it, and he said, she says, I understand this is the new and coming thing, leather straps with your, and he said, well, thank you. I'm glad I can be a pioneer. I also got a pocket knife. My wife listened to me one day, and I said, "Doggone it!" See, I went to Texas last year, and when I got to the inspection, TSA. Got to TSA, I realized I had that pocket knife of mine in my pocket. Well, guess where it went? In the trash. Well, my wife, I kept telling her, all this time I've been working on things, and a man needs a pocket knife. Because he's always doing things that needs some kind. So I got one, and my wife put my name on it. It says Ron Zedek, 12-25-2020, which means it's personalized. Now, let me get to what I'm getting to. Whenever you get something special, you know it's made for you, and it was made for a purpose. You have a responsibility to use it for that purpose. Why did Jesus Christ create the church and create the fellowship of the church? That we might carry the message to every nation all over the world. Right now, we're taking, at least the last two Sundays, we're taking an offering. It's called the Lottie Moon Christmas Offering. This money goes to foreign missions. It's our once a year offering for foreign missions. And I hope that you give. If you haven't give, we'll take the money even after this Sunday. But we want to support foreign missions. When we bring the church together, we are able to support missions all over the world. And you see, for us to come together, we must know, why did God call us together? Why did he want us to come together? The reason he wanted us to come together is so that corporately, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we can affect change in the world. That's it. But if we're not affecting change in the world, we're not being responsible with the privilege that we have been given. Just meeting together and going through meetings is not it. It's not it. It is reaching people for Jesus. And if we're not doing that, then we're just meeting together. We are in a time right now when I think that we need to be like the shepherds. We need to come together and tell each other what's going on. That then we might, what did the shepherds do after that? And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard as it had been told them. They went out from that place and they went and told everybody. What is your responsibility and what is mine? To leave this, first to come together. We are to come together. We are to share together. We are to lift up Christ together. We are to pray for each other. We are to learn. We're to grow. We're to minister. And then get up out of our seats, get in our cars, go in our places, and share what God has done for us. If we're not doing that, then we're taking the privilege we have and we're giving no responsibility to it. Do you know the difference between a privilege and a right? I hope you do. I remind my children when they're growing up, it was a privilege to be in my household. Not a right. Which means if you have a privilege, you have responsibilities. You take care of this, you take care of that. I'm going to tell you what your responsibilities are. It is not a right to be a Christian. If it was a right, there would be no responsibilities. But it is a privilege. And if it's a privilege to be a Christian, then there are responsibilities attached to it. And we need to find out what they are. What is the purpose of the gift? You know, if I use this to hang around my neck to hold my glasses on, it doesn't work. That's not what it's for. God's great gift to us of salvation and God's great gift to us of this church and ministry together and being a family together is that we might affect change in the world. I have another point of this that really brought it out. This past Monday in our study, The Journey, one of the things that came out, we talked about how important it was that Mary, how burdensome it must have been to be carrying the Savior of the world. I'm the mother of a child that's supposed to be the Savior of the world. Can you imagine? Oh, what medicine should I give the Savior of the world? When how do I teach the Savior of the world? How do I bring up the Savior of the world? Wow.
here's something that hit me, and I think we talked about
this.
Listen, every one of you that are Christians are bearing Jesus in you. What do you do with that? You have a responsibility with the privilege of bearing Jesus. And the privilege, the responsibility is so great, it's immense. As a matter of fact, I want to share with you in closing this. This past week, I shared this on Monday night and I think last Sunday. But hear me. I said, God, what can I do this Christmas in this convoluted period of time that we live in this terrible, disastrous time where you can't do much of anything? What can I do as pastor of this church to affect people and affect change in my community? What do I do, God? I was sitting in my chair when I prayed that and went to sleep and had a dream. My dream was that I was tearing Christmas cards to all the businesses in this area. And I said, that's what God wants me to do. That's what God wants me to do. This is my responsibility. Mine. Nobody else was called to do this. I know I was called to do this, but this is my responsibility to do this. And I'm the pastor, so why not? That sounds pretty good. Well, Monday came, and Tuesday came, and I sat there going, all right, how am I going to do this? First of all, I wrote out all the cards, about 20 of them, and then I put inside the card the brochure, The Greatest Gift, put it in an envelope, and I tried to think how I was going to do this, and I was going through all the process of committee meetings. I had two committee meetings with myself. You know how Baptist committee meetings are. You talk about it for years and never get anything done. That's a Baptist committee meeting. So I had committee meetings after committee meeting after committee meeting. And on Wednesday, I finally said, I'm going. Do you know how much I wanted to go and walk door to door and hand out Christmas cards to people that at the time, on Tuesday I went, but there was so many people hanging outdoors going to eat at places, and I'm sitting there going, this is not a good time. So on Wednesday I went in the afternoon, late afternoon, and hear me, I did not want to go. Why? I don't know these people. I don't know what to say. I know they don't want to see me because they're busy. It's Christmas season. They're busy. Many of them won't even let me in. The first place I went on Wednesday was right over here to the BP station. I walked in. Now, I'm just telling you this because I want you to understand that I fought this. This is a battle. If you think it's easy, it's not. It's no more easier for me than it is for you. And I said, I'm going to go in here. And I had the card. And I walked in and I said, I'm the pastor at the church. The man looked at me, and I've never seen him over here before. I go over here often. Never seen him. He said, I'm a Christian. And he says, I want you to know something. Jesus saved me. And I love Jesus. Now I'm sitting here looking at the cashier talking about Jesus. And he said, I want to show you a picture. I hadn't even told him anything yet other than I'm pastor at the church. He said, here's a picture of me. He said, I was dying, sick, with cancer. They said I wouldn't live. Here I am. I love Jesus. I handed him the card. I said, thank you, Lord. I handed him the card. And I said, I just want you to know we're praying for you here at this business. And I'm praying for you. He said, thank you. Tears came to his eyes and tears came to my eyes. In the middle of the day at a business, it empowered me. God said, see. So I walked across the street and went to the BP station. And when I went over, this is the Shell station, went to the BP station. And when I walked in there, it was a
And I talked to them a few minutes and then handed them a card and said, "We're praying for you." And they said, "Thank you." And then I said, "I'm going to finish up tomorrow." I had a couple of, I went to see WC, I went to see Cheryl, I went to see different people. And so I'll do some more tomorrow. Well, you know what happened Thursday? The bottom of the sky fell out. Well, that's easy. I can't go anywhere. It's raining. Well, by Christmas Eve service is coming up. Well, I decided to come early. I got here early, 5-ish, and I said, "I'm going to go hand these out." The rain stopped. And I started going door to door. I went in some places. It was one place, I won't say what it was, but I walked, knocked on the door. It said, "We're open." The big flashing signs were open. But the door was locked. I knocked on the door, and the guy came to the door, and it was dark in that place, and it was seedy looking, and seedy looking people were in there. He said, "Come on in." I said, "No, I'm just, I'm pastor at Cedar Fork Baptist Church right down here, and I wanted you to know that we're praying for you." And I handed him the card, and he said, "Thank you." And he turned around and shut it and started opening it and shut the door and locked it. So I did not go to all the places where everything was perfectly joyous in Christmas season. But hear me, hear me, hear me. I was so blessed at Christmas, never before blessed. I can't even tell you what happened at me at Christmas. And I am convinced that it was because I was faithful to his responsible to his call for the privilege of being your pastor. It is the greatest privilege I have ever had to be a pastor of this church. But I have responsibilities. You as a member have a privilege of being a part of this fellowship. But hear me, it has responsibilities. Even in the middle of COVID, it has responsibilities. You can't hide away from the world. We're to go into the world. And we're to love them. Now, I had my mask on and I did social distancing, but there's a lot of cards out there from our church. And I'm convinced there will be fruit from that. I wanted to say that to say to you this morning. In 2021, I don't care whether you're on Zoom or whether you're in this congregation, we have been given a privilege that many people do not have. First, the privilege of salvation, to know Jesus, to walk with him. You know, we even have, there's a song, "What a privilege we have to carry everything to God in prayer." That's a privilege. Prayer is a privilege. Being able to go to God and pray. You know, there are people who don't even know how to pray to God. Do you know there are people that are sitting there going, "I don't know how I'm going to make it through this COVID." What? God is the answer. We have the answer. We have the privilege of knowing God. We have the privilege of going. We have the privilege of sharing. And we have a privilege of being a part of this great family. Probably the greatest family in the world, because this family, when we come together, stuff happens because we claim things that are not as if they are. And they happen. Why would anybody who isn't be here on Sunday to watch great things happen? Why? I don't understand. Why? It's a privilege to be a part of God's kingdom. But with it comes responsibility. What is yours? What is yours? 2021, God is going to call out this congregation to great responsibilities, but he's also going you individually to great responsibilities. I hope that you will respond. This is a year to be blessed. Let us pray. Father,
We are not worthy. We understand that, and we even fight you sometimes when you want to bless us. And we can't understand why we fight your blessings. Or we get too busy for your privilege. Lord, Lord, do something with hearts this morning. I pray that someone here might say, yes, I understand it's my privilege, and I respond responsibly to your call. And it's in the name of Jesus we thank you. Amen. We're going to sing a song. It's our time of commitment to Christ. It's a Christmas song, but it is, I think, a song of response. Oh, come all ye faithful. Shepherds first came to the Lord. They came to the stable. They came together.